The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen going on trial today here in Paris. Dipti's been looking at the press reaction to it. Dipti.
Yeah, absolutely, Stuart. It's a very important trial that opens here in Paris this Monday. And Marine Le Pen is at the centre of it. It's on the front of Le Monde newspaper today. Marine Le Pen facing justice, itself, it says, and the paper explains that for the next 7 weeks, Marine Le Pen and dozens of her MPs will stand trial, essentially accused of embezzling European parliamentary funds between 2004 and 2016. They're accused concretely of having put in place a system to award contracts to individuals who mostly worked on their party operations rather than EU affairs, and allegedly used the system to embezzle up to 7 million euros. Now, Politico also explains the political implications of this trial. Now, a guilty verdict could obviously land her in prison for up to 10 years. She could also be slapped with a 1 million euro fine. That seems unlikely, but she could also face a possible 5-year ban on running for public office. And of course, this bodes very poorly for her because she's eyeing possibly the 2027 presidential election here in France. And if this rule applies to her, or if this punishment is handed down, well, then she would be ineligible to run in 2027. The trial will also target Jean-Marie Le Pen, her father and the founding father of the party, as well as Louis Alliot, her former partner. Jordan Bardella, the party's president, is not among the defendants. Politico noting that according to party members, Marine Le Pen does indeed intend to be very present throughout the next 7 weeks of this trial, Stuart.
Another story to do with the far right. This time in Austria, though, they're celebrating a victory, aren't they, Dipti, in parliamentary elections, but they're going to need to form a coalition to govern.
Yeah, that's right. The victory of the far right is a first for the far right in Austria since the Second World War. The FPO Freedom Party is number one for the first time. That's what this paper from Salzburg says on its front page. This, quote, historic day will, however, be followed by days, weeks, possibly months of bargaining. They'll need a coalition to govern. Now, Der Standard, another Austrian paper, explains on its front page, using that word triumph, because it really is a triumph for the Austrian far right. They've created this political earthquake, the paper says, also noting that this far right party was actually founded by former Nazis, and saying that they managed to unite disgruntled voters in Austria along lines of, for instance, COVID-19 anti-vaxxers and anti-migrant voters. So they were really able to galvanize a lot of the disparate discontent among Austrian voters. Now, the Financial Times has a very interesting article here, which says that this victory suggests it's no longer necessary to detoxify their brand for the far right in general. The paper saying that obviously this victory follows sweeping victories in France in parliamentary elections in July, but also in Germany recently. This trend is likely to continue with new elections next year. And what it denotes is a, quote, seemingly relentless march of nationalist, anti-immigrant, pro-Russian forces across the EU.
And next up, the woman who said to have inspired the award-winning Netflix show Baby Reindeer has taken Netflix to court for defamation. She's won, actually, hasn't she, her first legal victory?
Yeah, that's right. She's cleared her first legal hurdle, Stuart, and it's in The Guardian today. So Fiona Harvey is the woman who, upon whom the show's stalker character Martha is based on. So she's suing Netflix for defamation, saying that they falsely implied she sexually assaulted Richard Gadd, who is the main character, and was sent to prison for stalking. So she's suing Netflix for $170 million, saying that they depicted her as a convicted criminal when she's never been convicted of a crime at all. In a district court last Friday, well, a judge ruled in her favor, saying that the show's episodes start with the disclaimer, this is a true story, which means that viewers should be able to take what's in the show as fact. Now, there's a very small difference. You can say this is a true story, or you can say based on a true story, which is something we're more used to hearing. Well, when you say based on a true story, it allows for some leeway, but Netflix didn't go with that disclaimer. So it's very, very, the detail is very minute. As a result, Harvey now has a legal grounding with which to pursue her defamation suit against Netflix, and it will be one that the industry will be watching closely, Stuart.
Dipsy's paper review, which is based on the newspapers. Finally from Dipsy, an 80-year-old grandma is among the finalists, vowing to become South Korea's Miss Universe candidate.
Yep, absolutely. Her name is Choi Soon-hwa. She's a, as you see here, a silver-haired 80-year-old grandmother of three children. She was named a finalist in South Korea's national pageant earlier this month. She and 31 other women are competing this Monday to get that coveted spot of being Korea's Miss Universe candidate at the Miss Universe pageant in Mexico in November. She's competing with women, obviously, young enough to be her grandchildren. The beauty pageant recently lifted its maximum age limit, which allowed her to compete. So good luck to her, and good luck to all the candidates vying for that position.
I hope she wins. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Keep your fingers crossed. You just want her to win. It would be great. Dipsy, thanks a lot. Dipsy with a paper sale for Arts 24.